Beasley Media Group, BMI, and HD Radio present 100 years of radio, 100 years of hit makers, where we celebrate a century of hits written by some of the greatest songwriters of all time.
Hey, this is Brian Ives, and I'm the managing editor of Beasley Media, and I'm hosting a series of interviews with hip-hop's biggest songwriters and producers. We're digging deep, talking about some of their greatest songs. You may not know their names, but you definitely know their hits. This week, we're talking to 30 Rock. He was one of the writers on Roddy Ricch's The Box, which is one of the biggest hits of 2020, as you all know. He also talked to us about working with Cardi B, Travis Scott, and being on the Black Panther soundtrack. So let's just get into it.
Playing out the coupe at the lot, turning 12 SWAT, buzzing all the bells out the box. I just hit a link with the box, had to put the stick in the box. Pour up the whole damn field, I'ma get lazy. I got the mojo deals, we been trapping like the 80s.
So, you know, tell us about writing that song. It is by far the biggest song of 2020.
It was more of like us putting the song together. When we made the beat, per se, we technically wanted to make this very easy for Roddy to be able to flow on it, be able to ride the beat, you know what I'm saying, and have different pockets on it. So me and my co-producer, Squeeze, we try to keep it as open as possible. You know what I'm saying?
And so how does it, you know, like, what is the process between you and the people you collaborate on? Or does someone come up with a beat? Someone comes up with, like, sort of a melody line? Do you guys help with the lyrics?
No, it's more of me actually sitting down in the studio and making the beat.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I have, like, my producers with me. And we'll sit down and we'll just, you know, just run through different mini beats, different ideas, different melodies, you know, different drums. And, you know, we put them together, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just sit there all night, we put them together. So that was like a night, like, when we made The Box, it was more like us, you know, just really sitting there and just coming up with something. Like, it was just us having fun in the studio doing what we do every day and making music.
When do you know when it's done and then you send it off to Roddy or Roddy's people?
I know when it's done, when it's like, I just have this thing where it's like, I mean, like, I just be like, you know, okay, no more. Like, let's just leave it where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Like, we literally just sit there and, like I think everybody who's around me now can kind of tell, too, when the beat is done, because it's like, I just get this look, like, you know, like, that's it. Like, me and Squeeze that night looked at each other and we was, like, tagging and bagging. So that's how we know a beat is done, when one of us say that. Like, we just, which means no more shit. Don't put no more shit in that. Like, leave it where it's at and, you know, and email it to whoever we emailed it to. So, like, that night we actually emailed a pack before that, which came out to be Roll Dice, which was on the album, too. And then we emailed The Box, like, a week later. And, yeah, it happened.
How many hours into it do you have to be when you get to that point where you're like, all right, no more, we are done?
It normally don't take us hours to make beats, really. It's more like us, it's not hours, it's more like minutes. I think the only time it ever took us hours is something that we really like, has a lot of sounds, like something that has like 15, 25 sounds. Like, sometimes that takes like 2 months. Depending on how great we want it to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like,
but yeah, that Roddy Ricch box, like, it didn't take us a lot because it's not that many sounds in it. It's literally the brass, I mean, you know, which is the horns.
Yeah.
What else? It was a pad behind it, which was like a bell type of pad. And then we put, like, drums on top of it, and that's how it came out to be.
And so once you send it off, I know a lot of times producers, you know, just send it off, then the artist, you know, does their thing on top of it.
Yeah.
Did you hear back from him? You know, were you in the studio at all when he started doing his stuff?
No, I actually heard back from them, like, literally that same night. I want to say I woke up to a text message from Kiefa, his A&R, and Kiefa was like, man, tuck that beat away. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't send that beat to nobody.
He wanted to claim it.
Like, my job was complete at the time because, like, that's all we was focused on doing, which was doing Roddy Ricch's album, you know what I'm saying, getting on Roddy Ricch's album, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it happened, and he told me to put the beat away, put both of the beats away, and I tucked them away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Never heard them.
That's funny. So obviously the hope with something like that is always that you'll have a huge hit. But, yeah. I mean, were you expecting it to do what it has done and is still doing?
Nah. Honestly, like, we have this thing that we do every, like, Friday or whenever a new album comes out that we want to hear. We sit in the studio. We normally just meet up at the studio. We sit there and we, like, go through the whole album. So that night, Roddy Ricch, album was coming out, and we sat down and we just was going through it. So, you know, it was the intro. I want to say it was another song, and then it was the box. And I was like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever get too excited because I was like, you know, the people got to choose. You know what I'm saying? The people going to choose which song they really like. So, you know, I listened to the box, and then we rolled down a little bit more. We listened to Roll Dice. I mean, we scrolled down a little bit more. We listened to Roll Dice. And, you know, everybody in the room that I was with was, like, very excited over the box. And I was kind of like, oh, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But it was hard. Like, it was like a hard, like, oh, okay, cool. That's hard. But, like, I don't know, because the other song we did was kind of hard, too. So, you know, later on that day, you know, we just waited. We waited. The next morning we woke up, we just started seeing, like, everybody posting it on Instagram, like, oh, this shit is it. You know what I'm saying? This shit is hard. This shit is hard. And I was like, damn, okay, cool. And then from there, it just really went up, you know, like, how can you not be excited?
I remember a couple of months ago, people were like, well, what's going to be the song of the year this year? You know, like, last year was like Old Town Road, and this year is such a different year because people can't go out as much. And then, you know, by now it's like, Box is the song of the year. That's pretty
definitely.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Has it changed your life?
Yeah, it changed my life in many different ways. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing more work with people that I always wanted to work with. Basically, you know, of course, financial, you know, that's always a good part.
Yep.
And you know, like, I'm really just locked back in the studio. Like, I act like when I produce songs, like, I really be acting like sometimes, like, they don't even come out. They don't even exist to me because it's like, I'm ready to go back to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's next? You know, cause this song only going to last for so long. So like, what's next? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so that's
right.
Why I'm like, I go back to the studio as soon as, like, I got a song that's going to come out. Like, I just go back. Like,
yeah, I know if I was asking, you know, a rapper, an artist who's making their own records, what do you got going next? They'll tell me. But in your case, you know, you just mentioned now you're getting to work with some people you've always wanted to work with. Can you say who they are yet, or is it still under wraps?
It's still under wraps. Some songs will be dropping in the next, like, couple months. You'll definitely hear. Like, a lot. Like, I've been putting in a lot of work and stuff like that. So it's like people that, you know, like, it's basically like a lot of artists that a lot of people won't think I'll be working with. You know what I'm saying? Or I wouldn't touch.
So, I'm curious to see who that's going to be. That's interesting. I mean, I'm guessing, like, now there's, you know, there's anticipation for a new 30 Rock production, whoever it might be for. People want to hear what you're coming up with next as a producer because of the success of this song.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought there's a Ciara sample on that song, but I think you've said that there isn't.
No. So actually, like, it's not a sample. Like, it came out of a VST. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's still a sample, but, like, because somebody had to play it into it. But, like, it wouldn't be in a VST if it was a sample.
Got it.
You get what I'm saying? That's a sound that they made for that VST. So, yeah, it came out of SRX Orchestra, I think, out of the Roland. Shout out to Roland.
So when you say VST, what is that?
So a VST is something that a lot of producers use. So it'll be like Omnisphere, which is like a bank of just a lot of sounds, you know. And this bank has a lot of orchestra, harps, you know, full brass sounds and stuff like that, strings. So that's where that came out of. So that's technically a bank.
Got it. So that Ciara song used the same sort of tech that you're using, and that's why people think that you took it off of her.
Yeah.
Got it.
Basically.
I wanted to ask about another song of yours. Talk about working with Cardi B on Barty and Cardi.
Party with Cardi. Cardi and Barty in a Rari. Diamonds all over my body. Shining all over my body. Cardi got your purse on. Twin gang, you lame. Billy truck laying in the lane. Blood the brain. I go insane. I drop a check on the chain. But check in the flame. Credit to get
That song was actually a very interesting process because we actually sat down and we molded that song for her. Me, Cheese, and London, like, we actually, like, sat down and molded it. Me and Cheese actually made the beat. And then London was in the back working. Like, we had a whole process of, like, how we put songs together and stuff like that. And, you know, we just put it together. We made the beat. Hey, do what you need to do to this. And then bring it back to us. And then, you know, we all went out and did our own little, like, footwork to get the song to her. And it worked.
Can you elaborate on the footwork? How do you get a song to Cardi B when she's, like, exploding from her huge first single?
We all had our connections and plugs. So, you know, like, we all kind of, like, you know, used everybody that we knew that was around her. You know, like, hey, listen to this. This need to be the next single. Like, this need to be the next single for her. This need to be the next single. This need to be the next single. And everybody did that until I got the phone call one day when I was going to go get some hookah supply. somebody called me and was like, somebody called me and was like, hey, we need to track out ASAP. Like, they trying to go with this ASAP. So I had to rush back to the house and, you know, bounce the files down, you know, and sent it over there, and Body of Cardi was Body of Cardi.
So I'm guessing that was well worth, you know, interrupting your trip to get supplies.
Yeah, no, yeah, of course. You know, I wasn't tripping. I still got my supplies, but, you know.
Got them later. And now you have more money to buy more supplies with, too.
Yes, sir.
So again, you know, with her, like, do you ever bump into her at any, you know, parties, occasions, events, whatever, and she tells you, oh man, great track?
Nah, actually, like, since Mario Cardi, I've seen Cardi B probably like once. And that's because, like, I'm more of a person, like, I just like to keep working and just minding my business, really. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really in tune with the whole, like, I go out and stuff like that, but I'm really in tune with, like, you know, just locking in and just staying focused, you know, doing what really matters. You know what I'm saying?
And that's how you keep doing great work, I think.
Yeah.
I was going to say, man, you know, I know you did a track, King's Dead from Black Panther.
Yeah. Miss me with that bush. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000, then I freaked it. I freaked it. I made 500,000, then I freaked it. For the weekend.
That movie, that soundtrack seemed to be just a huge cultural moment. You know, did you do the song? Was that a song? Did they ask you, like, hey, you got anything laying around that you can give us? Or did they say, we want you to do something for Black Panther?
No, it was actually me and Mike Will. You know, shout out to my bro, Mike Will. Mm-hmm. We kind of put it together. We made the beat, and put it together basically, and you know, he sent it off to Kendrick, and I want to say he sent it off to J-Rock first, and he called me back like 2 months ago and was like, hey bro, we got one, like, we got a crazy one. And he wouldn't tell me who it was for, and next thing you know, the song came out and it went up, just doing, you know, Nike commercials, you know, it did a lot, you know what I'm saying? And that was actually like big song for me because, you know, we won a Grammy off of that. So, you know, that was kind of interesting.
What, I mean, it must have been a big deal for you, too, just to be involved in that cultural moment, too. You know, just, I mean, people were really looking forward to that movie.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, the crazy thing is, like, I've still, up to this day, only watched half of that movie.
What?
Like, that's like very, yeah, I haven't watched the whole movie. Maybe I'll sit down today and actually do that. But, yeah, it's actually a very interesting moment. You know what I'm saying? And it was very interesting for me because it was like, you know, that was my first song with Kendrick. That was my second song with Future. You know what I'm saying? It was like, we was breaking a new artist kind of sort of in a way. So, you know, that was kind of like a big moment for me.
Are you just not into like Marvel and superhero movies and that's why you haven't watched the whole thing?
You know me, huh? I can't watch those movies, man. Like, I'm just not into none of that. Like,
Fair enough. I ask a lot of people this, you know, have you, you know, given that people know your name, they may not know your face. Have you been out at a situation, whether it's, you know, at a restaurant, at a store where your song is playing on the loudspeaker or the PA, someone's digging your song and they have no idea they're standing next to one of the guys who made that song?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it happens a lot. And it's very funny because, like, when they do find out it's me, it's like a whole different reaction, you know. Mm. Pictures, Instagram, bro, like all of a sudden they do music. You know what I'm saying? I get that a lot. And, you know what I'm saying? And it, you know, some of them are okay and some of them are like, eh. You know, and it just happens. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, like neighborhood I live in is like, you know, my neighbor's just trying to figure out who am I. And then, you know, I had a neighbor across the street the other day, you know, stopped my mom and was like, oh, your son is 30 Rock. He's amazing. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, okay, so, you know, it's like a lot of people catching on, you know, and then when they do catch on, it's like, okay, you know, they want to take advantage of that moment.
Just talking to you for a few minutes, I mean, it seems like you're a pretty low-key guy that doesn't really crave the spotlight, but it must be pretty fun when, you, like you say, someone asks you for a selfie or whatever.
Yeah, no, it's definitely pretty fun. I'm pretty low-key because, like, you know, I'd rather have my bank account right, you know what I'm saying, than, you know, be out and, you know, with all the cappers, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So, you know, I'd rather just stay low-key and stay doing what I'm doing to make sure that me and the team are straight.
So you're not looking to make, like, a 30 Rock album. You're just going to continue doing as you've been doing.
No, I mean, that's eventually going to happen. That's eventually going to happen. I'm working different moves, you know, since all this happened. So, you know, I'm working a lot of different moves. You know, I've been working on my artists. I have two artists. Working on my label, my brand itself. You can see more of the label this year. This year coming up because this year is almost done.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we're putting a lot of hard work in, you know, behind closed doors, so you know people could see, you know, what we bring to the table. You know, the artists I've been working with, like, well, my artists, like, a lot of people are not going to think that like I will come out with these type of artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be another one.
Do you want to say who they are? I mean, go ahead and plug them.
Nah.
Fair enough. I mean, I wanted to give you the opportunity since you took the time to speak to me.
No. I like to just make sure that the work get done first. You know what I'm saying? And make sure that's done. Once that's done, then yeah, I'll do all the branding in the world, all the talking in the world.
Got it.
But yeah, right now we're in the process of, you know, getting video shots and stuff like that. And it's really fun. I really didn't think that this process would be fun, but it's actually fun because I'm more in tune with like the treatments and their business and the day to day and what they got going on and stuff like that. So it's really interesting.
So you're basically getting to produce things other than the music. You're producing photo shoots and videos and like how things look and all that.
Yeah. I've even done that for a couple of like, my videos, we did a video with like basically all the songs that I produced, and like some that had like Grammy nominations and stuff like that. And like we came up with that whole treatment, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, the whole treatment of how we wanted things to look. So yeah, like we really be locked in and really putting all this together. It's really us.
Do you remember the first moment you heard one of your songs on the radio?
Yeah, my first moment was actually the T-Wayne Nasty Freestyle. I was actually in my 1992 Honda Accord, still working, acting like none of this was happening. And the song came on, and that was going for months. And then the remix came out, and then that was going for months. And, like, you know, it was just a good moment. But, you know, for me, it's like I wanted more than just that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I definitely wanted more than that.
Then even still, when you hear yourself on the radio, you're like, all right, at least I'm in the game.
Yeah. No, always. I mean, it's more shocking for me to that, like, today, because it's like all my songs are still getting played on the radio. Whether it's Rake It Up, Mariah Cardi, The Nasty Freestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of songs. Like, I can go all day.
For sure. Yeah. Well, man, thanks for giving me the time. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing what else you come with later this year or next year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
100 years of radio, 100 years of hit makers.
Thanks to 30 Rock for spending so much time with us. Thank you for listening. Next week, we're talking to Kate Camp. And if you're on TikTok, you've seen like millions of videos done to his song Lottery. We talked all about it and about a bunch of his other songs too. We'll see you guys next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.